There's a company and they're called Songfinch, and they approached me and said, listen, we want to write a song for you. And what do you want it to be about? And who do you want it to be to? And so I thought it would be really fun to make a problem solved song.
Yes.
Yes. And so that is what I did.
Oh my God.
And I just got it.
Oh my goodness.
So we're going to listen to it right now. I can't believe how good it turned out. Like, I'm super pumped. I was a little skeptical because if someone just said, like, you have a couple days, write a song, it would be a disaster.
So you did not write it. Songfinch wrote it.
Yes. You get to pick the genre that you want.
Okay.
You get to say all the things you want said in the song.
My gosh.
So it's like a song for like a special occasion, like a 50th wedding anniversary or whatever. You can do that. But they said, what do you want to do? And I thought, I could write it about my husband and I aren't like write songs for each other people.
You and I are.
But I guess you and I are, right? So I'm texting you the lyrics right now.
Okay.
And then I'm going to play it.
I feel like I'm being serenaded.
Yeah, well, I mean, you kind of are. All right, you ready?
I get it. This is something weird.
My dear Rebecca, I gotta be honest. You post your cat on Instagram a little bit too often. You're always on vacation. Everybody knows that you sell lipstick. Oh yeah, Rebecca, you're such an awesome teacher. You tell me about technology and every brand new feature. Without you, I don't know what I'd do about uploading new photos to my story. I can't believe you make me laugh so hard. I split my pants.
That happened.
It did. It was real.
You always seem to get me smiling. No matter what you do, I'll be the Taylor Swift. No matter what I'm about, you're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call. And it's problem solved.
Can you believe that? So good.
I love that.
It's problem solved.
She's like really good.
We've never met in person, but I still know you so well. You love your white furniture and groceries at your doorbell. We've got matching spirit animals, but we couldn't be more different if we tried. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do,
that was one of your personalities. You had all the unfortunate personalities.
Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. We're helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call. And it's problem solved.
Wasn't that fun, though?
Yeah, that was so fun. I feel a little, like, gushy inside.
Do you feel gushy? Then it did what it was supposed to do.
I'm impressed. That song was long. And so you just sent her facts about us.
Yes.
And then she made this all together.
That's all I did. All right, so there you go. Songfinch.
Oh, so fun. Songfinch. So I love it.
And it gets in your head. Like, that song's in my head now. It could be on the radio. That girl's good.
I like that.
Yeah. All right, well, that's all. I will give you that song. You can download it, make it your ringtone.
I will. Can we make it part of our podcast intro or outro?
Yeah, like the chorus. The one about you being Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, it's not my favorite part of the song, but you know.
But it's the most accurate, the internet said. All right.
I'm going to look them up for sure.
Look them up.
I'm sending everyone songs.
Alright, so are we ready to try this?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm going to do the comment too, you know, where you pin it.
What's your comment going to be?
Live streaming problem solved with Emily Thomas. Post, pin. Hey guys.
I'm sorry, can you help me know how to pin it?
So post it and then touch in, it gives you the pin option.
Okay, well, we're doing this. Welcome, everybody. We once again got the time mixed up. Again, it was my fault this time. It's all right.
Usually, it is.
Oh, my goodness. We're already starting with this.
Time zones are really tricky, Emily.
I really thought I said 9 a.m. Central.
You did. It's 9 a.m. Eastern.
Gosh. Okay, so in defending myself, I remember that I said it wrong. Whoops. Okay. It was late.
I know. And you have to work today?
Well, I do, but it's a fun... I get to go to this clinic that my church does that's for uninsured. It's like a... So I get to, like, volunteer. So I really love it.
So it's okay if you're late, is what you're...
Well, no, it's not okay if I'm late. I'm just saying it's not like, oh, I have to go to work.
Is it at 10 a.m. Central or Eastern?
I don't even... Okay, it's in... I have to be there and drive in less than 2 hours.
Okay.
So let's get to cracking on these problems. First of all, I felt like such an idiot when I said, I just can't think of anything. And literally 30 people were like, what about back to school, you dodo?
Yeah, well, I didn't help you either. I mean, you're like...
You didn't.
Yeah, I didn't give you any suggestions.
No help there.
In my defense, school doesn't start till September for us, so I'm not even in that mode yet. I'm still on vacation, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, you're always on vacation. Something I have a problem with. We start back in, like, 5 days or something.
I was just in Indiana over the weekend, and they've already started.
Really?
A week ago was their first week.
So good reason to move to Indiana for those of us who... like our kids being in school. It seems very polarizing. You either love it or you're really sad about it. What camp right. are you in?
Well, this is a new year for us because we're going to homeschool this fall. So, and we're sort of doing a hybrid program, which don't your kids do a hybrid? Like they're going to school, a school. It's not a public school, but it's like the homeschool school 2 days a week. And then they'll be home 3.
Girl, that is my life. Yes.
Just want to be like you.
I know it. I did it first. I just need everyone to know that. Oh, gosh, we did it again. They can't hear you.
They can't hear us.
Golly. You guys should be able to hear now, yeah? All right, so the sound's probably going to be a little bit substandard, but it's fine.
Yeah. We're gonna make
it. I can't believe I did that a second time. It's all right. I think the third time we're really going to get it.
I think so, too.
For those of you who didn't hear, Rebecca's homeschooling half and half, just like me, because I'm doing it, so.
Mm-hmm. Whatever Emily does, I want to do.
I know it. Okay, so let's see. Back to school.
But I have a story. Can I start with the story? Please. It's how I like to do things.
You know what? And this is your show. Just kidding. Okay, go ahead. So start with the story.
It's important. Uh-huh. Because it's another way that I'm becoming like you.
Oh, good. Okay.
I broke up with Shipped.
I cannot wait to talk about this. What happened? I don't even know you anymore.
I know. I've been talking about how much I love Shipped. Almost every episode, I will find a way to say how I don't go grocery shopping anymore.
Yeah. I think just to make me feel bad, you're always on vacation, you don't go grocery shopping, and you sell lipstick. Where can we get that lipstick, Rebecca?
Thanks for saying it all. Okay, so what happened was you order from an app. So I accidentally ordered 5 packages of 5-pound chicken breast. So I got delivered 25 pounds of chicken breast. And not that that's a bad thing. That's not what would make me break up with them because that was sort of my fault, I think, that I accidentally put 5 in there in my cart. But what I found because I was so alarmed that I had done this was that they charged me for 5 pounds each, okay. but they only delivered, like, the packages were under 4 pounds, like 3.75 pounds of chicken.
That's a lot
they
less. Yeah.
charged me for five.
That's it.
Five times.
It's a racket.
Know, like, five packages. And so I emailed them. I've emailed them before when they've delivered, like, ground coffee instead of whole bean, because we like the whole bean stuff.
Fancy.
And they'll credit my account really quick. Be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Here's $15 to use next time. So I emailed them because I was like, this is concerning. Like, I know you up your prices. You have to make a profit. This is a business. Like, I know the prices are going to be a little bit increased. I'm okay with that.
Yes.
But that seems excessive. To charge someone for 5 pounds of meat, but really only give them 3.75 each time. And they didn't respond to me.
Ooh.
And so then I went through another avenue, went through Facebook message, and they didn't respond to me. Okay. And then I emailed back. I said, listen, I'm on a podcast with tens of thousands of listeners.
Millions, please.
Millions. And I talk about you guys, and I tell everyone how much I love Shipt.
For free.
And I'm really sorry, but now I'm going to have to tell this story.
Oh,
and you know what? They responded to me.
Oh, no.
Makes me so mad. So mad. And they gave me credit back, but I was just done at that point. I was like, listen, I'm going to Aldi.
Oh, so, my gosh. So tell me about your Aldi experience.
I've gone twice now. First time was great. I brought my quarter. Some guy gave me his cart on the way out of the store. And I realized later maybe I should have given him my quarter, but I didn't. I pocketed the quarter.
No, he wanted the quarter, probably.
Shoot. I figured that was kind of the culture. But too
Aldi
late.
Faux pas.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I knew to bring my bags because you talk about it. So I brought my bags. First time was great. Second time I went to Aldi, I didn't bring enough bags. And then the bags that I had broke. Then I got lost on the way home.
So, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Tell me about the bags that broke. I use canvas bags. I've never had this problem.
These are Trader Joe paper bags with the handles.
Okay.
And since I didn't have enough bags, they were stuffed very full. And then they broke as I put them in my car.
Okay.
It was
and how did you get lost? What happened there?
I don't know. I'm not used to driving to the grocery store.
Oh my gosh. I'm having such a hard time feeling bad for you right now.
What I like about Aldi is I came back and I added everything I bought at Aldi into the Shipt app. I saved like $85 at Aldi.
Yes.
It's huge. I cannot believe how full my cart is and how little I spend.
Exactly. But I've been telling you.
I know.
Thank you.
I mean, I need to invest in some good canvas grocery shopping bags. I think that will help my experience.
I use Trader Joe's shopping bags because it makes me feel fancy at Aldi. By the way, that coffee cup that you're using, NS Pottery, is from Natalie. She is making ones that say Mom Struggling Well. That very one is going to say Mom Struggling Well on it. Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Limited edition coming out
Everyone
next month.
Everyone needs one. This is the only coffee cup I will drink out of. So if you want to be like me, then you need to get one that says Mom Struggling Well on it.
So good. Okay, so we really need to get down to business.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's so good. No, frankly, I needed to hear about that. So, okay, so back to school. I have some history of back to school.
Wah, of course.
Yet Aldi and Trader Joe's, that's a question. Are they owned by the same company? I'm unclear about this.
I heard they are.
But they're like brothers or something?
Sisters.
Are they sisters? Well, no, I mean like the men who started it are brothers.
I don't know. I call them sister stores.
Okay. Sister stores owned by brothers. You make of that what you will. Okay, so back to school. I did some history of back to school. Massachusetts was the first state to say that you had to go to school. The first public school was opened. It's still open in 1635.
It's still open?
Yes.
In Massachusetts?
Yes. Benjamin Franklin, Samuel Adams, and John Hancock went to that school.
That is a good school.
That's a very good school. Early in America, girls were taught to read, but not taught to write. I feel like that's weird. But then I also thought, reading's the hard part. Teach yourself how to write.
If you can read,
come
you can
on,
write.
Girls.
Come on, ladies. Get it together.
Figure it out, forefathers. Okay, or foremothers. Okay, so then we think that teaching, because I'm a teacher before I became a nurse, I was a teacher. And
me was, too. Well, I didn't become a nurse, but I was a teacher.
But also a teacher. Okay, there you go. Well, okay, so teaching's rough sometimes. But let me tell you, when it used to be rougher was when they opened something called common schools. So every single kid was in one room, all the ages. K through 12, one teacher, one room. And they did not give you a place to live as a teacher, so you had to live with various families throughout the year of your students.
Yeah, that's like Sarah Plain and Tall.
Exactly.
Or Anna Green Gables.
Little House on the Prairie, that's what they did.
Little House on the Prairie, that's the one I meant.
Yep. High school was added during the Great Depression because it kept kids in school and then they couldn't get jobs that the grown-ups needed because there weren't enough jobs.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because you could pay a kid less, right? So right. You made them keep going to school. Okay, so I do have some fun facts about school supplies. I love school supplies. I love going back to school. I always did. Crayola makes 12 million crayons a day. That's a lot.
A day?
What do you think is the most popular color?
Well, if they're making packs, they're making all of the same colors. You mean, see, I don't like it when you do these questions because I need more background information.
Yes.
Okay,
I don't like how you ask me too many questions.
The one that starts, the blue color that starts with a C, that's like cerulean.
I don't know about that one, but blue is the most popular color.
You're right. So I was right.
When you were little, did you know your favorite Crayola color?
No. The name of it?
Yeah. Mine was green blue because that's like a pretty turquoise, but there's also blue green. Not as nice at all.
Not as good.
No.
Not as good.
Green, no. Blue all the way.
Mm-hmm.
93% of teachers feel obligated to buy school supplies for their classes.
So. Yeah, I would see that.
Did you do that? Did you buy school supplies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did you teach?
Those other 7% are just not nice teachers. I taught fifth grade.
Okay.
What'd you teach?
Inmates in a jail. I taught high school inmates. Can you see
it? Could you really?
Absolutely. That was my first job. I did my student teaching in a jail with murderers. It was awesome.
Your life is so interesting.
It was really fun.
Wow.
Okay, so before erasers, do you know what they used?
Spit.
It's a very good guess. Bread.
Oh,
The bread takes things off. So in a pinch, when you're homeschooling, just get some bread.
Yeah, right.
But when erasers first came out, they were called rubbers. Don't call them that. Stop that. Before paper clips, they would poke a hole and tie it with a ribbon.
Yeah, I did that when I was 4.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, they would use a straight pin like you'd use for sewing. Weave it in and out of the paper.
Oh, like sew it together. I see.
Kind of sew it together. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're still called rubbers in England, Jen Hills said.
Yeah, I can imagine. Do you think they laugh every time they erase their paper?
No, they don't because they think that's, you know, regular. No offense, England.
What do they call, you know, the other thing?
I don't know what you're talking about, Rebecca. When I lived in England, though, one time someone could see my underwear, like just, you know, when your shirt goes up a little bit on accident. I was at work. I wasn't showing my underwear. But they said, I can see your pants because that's what they call underwear. And I'm like, of course you can see my pants. Misunderstanding. So
what are pants?
I think trousers, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Pantaloons?
I don't think so, but rubbing alcohol makes dried up permanent markers work again.
Wow.
Or you could just buy some more for a couple bucks, but.
Right.
But okay, so that brings me to my story that I need to talk about.
Okay.
I meant to tell people this on Instagram, but frankly, I just got too busy trying to solve this case. We're in a Harry Potter craze at my house.
Yeah.
I have that brand new kitchen built in, painted white. A Harry Potter scar found its way in permanent marker onto my white new kitchen.
Excuse me?
Uh-huh. None of my kids will confess. None.
Have you tried pushing a grocery cart through it?
See, I know. Maybe I became magical. Gosh, I didn't even think about that. Just banging things into it. Oh, man. It'd be a great way to, like, escape when things are bad. Just, like, run through the... Anyway, so... I have a friend who's a detective.
Okay.
Specifically a homicide detective. So he doesn't really investigate Harry Potter scars specifically, but I thought he would do in a pinch. And so I asked him to interrogate my kids to find out who did it. And he did some questions that would usually break a criminal. Couldn't break my kids.
Oh my gosh.
Nobody will fess up to it.
Well, maybe it was your husband.
I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
No, okay. So someone said... Essential oil will get the marker off. Lynn White. Thank you, Lynn. Totally not the point. The point is someone's lying to my face about the scar. You know what I'm saying? Like, the point, it's basically gone, and it's small. And so my friends who've seen it are like, get over it. But it's the principle of the thing.
And your kids are lying to you.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
It's okay. I will overcome. Okay, a couple more. Teachers have never been paid enough. We know this. True. But a long time ago, that we used to send our kids with, like, potatoes and carrots to help meet the teacher's basic needs. Just pay them more money.
Yeah. Sell your carrots and give them the money.
Seriously. Red pen is psychologically disturbing. So some people say you shouldn't use it. In China, we were not allowed to use red pen when we graded because it was very upsetting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 50% of high school students have part-time jobs. Did you work in high school?
I worked, yeah, when I was 15. I got a worker's permit, worked at Schlotsky's Deli. That's right.
Nice. I like Schlotsky's.
I haven't seen one in forever.
We have a couple.
Do you?
A couple. They're expensive.
Yeah, I only work at the good places.
Clearly.
I did work at Gap Kids when I was... That must have been before that. So that must have been my first job was Gap Kids.
Okay. Well, hold it. Why would you work at a place where you couldn't get clothes for yourself?
You could get the same discount at the Gap.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. As long as you get the discount. I'm fine with that. 20% though have full-time jobs. I didn't even know that was an option.
How's that possible?
I don't know. You just work at night? That'd be so hard. High school's for, like, being ridiculous and having fun.
Yeah. I'm sad for those 20%.
Me too.
And mad at their parents.
We are sad and mad.
Both. At the same time. Daniel Tiger says, I'm not going to sing it, but I could if you want real. It's okay. No, I don't know
it. Don't sing it.
Come on. But you can basically have two feelings at the same time, and that's okay.
That is what we're having.
It's what we're having. Wish I hadn't tried to sing.
It's fine, but I'm not.
My husband worked overnights in high school. Not mine. BB5487 says her husband worked overnights in high school. Did he have to, or was he forced to? Was this child labor? Do we need to report?
Was he making sweaters for the Gap
in China?
It's not funny. You shouldn't laugh about
that. Right. No, he didn't have to. He just wanted to.
I worked in high school at a tie-dye t-shirt shop. That was my first job.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Back to school shopping. Are you doing any of that this year since you are homeschooling?
Probably. The kids need new shoes. You know, you want them to look good since they're technically going to be in, like, school 2 days a week.
Yes.
His parents hated it and he wanted money. He stocked shelves at Lowe's.
Oh, there you go.
So it's his choice.
All right.
Back to school shopping. I loved back to school shopping when I was little. Like, doing that with my mom was just so fun. I still love the back to school section.
Yeah.
Or just the, like, supply section in general. It doesn't have to be back to school. It could be Christmas, and I still like it.
Oh, you know? I love school supplies so much. Yeah. I would, like, organize them and label them. I would just spend a month leading up to school getting ready for it when I was little.
What do you do now, though, for homeschooling? Like, you're my example here. Do I need to go back to school shopping?
You absolutely do. And it's just as stressful as if they were going all the time. My school gives a really long list. And it's so funny. Pink Robin Decor on Instagram said, teachers ask for school supplies that don't exist. Have you experienced that? Ooh,
like what?
Like, no. She said they're asking for a specific folder that she can't find anywhere. My teachers for the last couple of years have asked for a certain type of spiral notebook, note cards.
Okay.
In a 4x6, and I can only ever find them in 3x5. But they specifically say it needs to be 4x6. Are they doing this on purpose?
What happened? Do you get kicked out?
We are on academic probation.
Mm-hmm.
But it is hard to all the schools to try to, I mean, all the stores to try to find something that you can't find.
Yeah.
Or the composition journals for the little kids that the top half is white and the bottom half is lined. Those are not easy to find.
I think I mentioned this before, but I've never had a list from a school that I had to go, remember?
Yeah, you don't even have to buy anything. You can save up for more vacations. It's not fair.
Right.
The Beaded Sparrow said specific pencils when they asked for is annoying. People used to use feathers and ink and stuff. You're right. Can't we just send them with a quill?
Yeah, just do it. Golly. Just say you're one of those, you can't say minimalist, but come up with a new word. You know,
make a word, send them with
make a word and say, this is part of my
belief system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This girl, Lynn Stevenson says an old sock was on her school supply list. An old sock.
I bet that's for erasing dry erase markers.
Yeah. She said for whiteboard erasing. Yeah. But still weird.
It is. Well, now we had to have a special whiteboard eraser. It has to be in every pencil box. And they have magnetic ones now. Why are we getting so complicated? Use a sock. I'm down with the sock.
Just send a sock.
I take my kids one at a time to go school shopping because it's just so stressful. Because they each have such different lists. And they're constantly asking you, like, but can I get the folder with the puppy on it? And, oh, but, you know, So I just made one do their laundry, watching TV, because my husband works from home, while I took the other one.
That's great. And then that's special for them. It's like a little special date.
It was a little special date.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I like that.
And I buy a non-character thing so that it lasts longer. Because if not, then they don't like... Like, for lunchboxes, those could last a while. Mm-hmm. But not if it's Spider-Man and next year we like Batman or something.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah.
You're so practical.
I
like it. Okay, let me ask some of my questions.
Okay.
Becky Jacobs. Her daughter's 4 and returning to preschool. She loves it, but she's terrified of going because she'll be eating lunch there. She's an incredibly picky eater. Her lunches at home are basically chicken nuggets, cereal, or oatmeal. She refuses to eat bread, wraps, or anything sandwich-like, so I really can't send that. Do I send a bunch of snack food she will eat or Pinterest mom food that she won't?
Never Pinterest mom food.
Never. Mm-mm. Send snacks. Just send the stuff she'll eat, don't you think?
Yes. What do you send in lunches?
Again, I've never had to pack lunches.
School lunches are free for you.
Yes.
This is
so is breakfast.
Oh, ridiculous. Okay.
I told you, I live in a low-income neighborhood, so we just get all the benefits.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you think you'll pack when you actually start real life?
Yeah, right. I know. I'll get back to you. My kids like Nutella sandwiches. I'll probably just do.
But you probably can't because of nuts.
Nutella's nuts?
Hazelnut.
Oh my goodness. I'm not going to be able to do like peanut butter and honey?
No. Not even a little bit. No nuts. Check it out. Yeah, but everywhere I've ever been is no nut facility.
I understand that and I appreciate that.
You don't seem to appreciate it. That face
I'm
is not.
I'm a little annoyed by it now, but I do understand the need for that.
Yeah, it is tricky. What we like for lunchboxes is like raisins, those little Go-Gurt things. They taste so disgusting, but you can freeze them and then just throw those in the lunchbox in case you forget the ice.
Smart.
Yep. Baby carrots, baby cucumbers.
Baby cucumbers. Pickles?
No, thank you. No, different. They're just this, they're pickled. You could turn them into pickles. I don't know, but they're like everywhere over here. Then you don't have to peel them and I don't even cut the ends off. I say you either eat that or throw that away. That's your business.
Okay.
And so you just wash them and throw them in the lunchbox or like those the cherry tomatoes.
Yeah,
all that stuff like that you don't have to do anything with, those are great. My kids like Hawaiian rolls and with turkey in them.
Mm-hmm.
So then they get like two little sandwiches or whatever, sometimes 3. They try to get 4. Just throw in some cucumbers and say, nope, we're going to balance that meal out. And I make them make their own lunches.
You do? The night before? Like the day before? Or are you doing it the morning of?
Night before is a really great idea. I haven't completely done that. But my kids aren't the kids who will go, oh, okay, so we're having this for dinner. We'll have it the next day for lunch. They won't do that because you can't heat it up and whatever. So we have to really just kind of do sandwiches and like that snacky stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which they could still make the night before.
No, you're right. They could. I'm just saying it. Some people say make the lunch the night before when you're making dinner. And that's a great idea, but my kids wouldn't eat that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to write notes in lunch boxes?
Oh my gosh.
Some moms leave, like, love notes. My mom did. Every day there was a note.
Yeah, I remember my mom doing that, too. Sure, yes.
Well, I definitely don't do that. I would love it if I did, but I don't. My big problem, though, is that we only go to school 2 times a week, and so we almost miss it every single time. It's not a habit.
You miss what?
Going to school. Like, it's always like, oh my gosh, we gotta go to school today. One time, we were almost a quarter of the way into school, and the teacher at Carline came to my car and said, she was so nice about it, but she said, so do you know what time school starts? And I was like, yeah, I really thought I did. And she goes, I said, yeah, I know. And she goes, well, you've never been on time. So then I looked back at my daughter. I'm like, where do you go when I drop you off? She's like, I go right into class. So it was only on me. I tried to blame people, but it didn't work.
One of my Instagram friends had that question. Actually, she's a real life friend too. Let me find it here. Was how do you get everyone out of the house on time?
I can't help you with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then it's all on me. here's what I do is I make my kids sleep in their clothes that they're going to wear the next day.
Okay.
You're going to think that's disgusting.
No, I've definitely heard about that.
So that is a huge, huge lifesaver for us.
That's great.
We can get all 3 of our kids out of the house in 15 minutes.
What do they have for breakfast?
You know, we like a Nutella sandwich.
We are leaning heavy on the Nutella over there. Okay.
Oh, I bought some breakfast bars at Aldi, but they don't like those.
There's a lot of breakfast bars at Aldi.
I'll try some different ones.
Okay, so I don't know how to say Dehamersmel just told me on Instagram. Freeze the sandwiches, like peanut butter and jelly, but maybe you could do like sunflower butter or there's different kinds of butter that would work at your school. But if you freeze it, then you make a week's worth and then take it and put it in their lunchbox, then it's thawed out by the time they eat.
Smart.
There you go. That's a great idea.
What about just like stopping at McDonald's for a Happy Meal on the way?
For lunch? Mm-hmm.
Do they sell those at 8 o'clock in the morning? Happy Meals?
I have no idea. Because I always make sure my children have organic, grass-fed. Just kidding.
Grass-fed,
not breast-fed.
Breast-fed. I thought you said
breast-fed. No. Be a little weird for the 9-year-old. So funny. Okay, so I have to just read you. Oh, but it's on my phone. I can't. Milk and Honey Teas. I wanted to read what she wrote because it was hysterical. But she was like, there's room mom pressure. I'm not going to do that. I just spent an hour picking out lunch boxes. I'm like dead before school even starts. So room mom pressure. You will not be able to speak to this. Or have you? Can you?
No. Mm-mm.
They always want you to be room mom. I won't do it.
No.
But they put the pressure on pretty hard. But I just say, listen, I can't even get my kids to school. I mean, on time.
On time. You'd be very irresponsible in that position.
We would have no parties.
Ever. No parties.
Anyway,
you'd have peanuts up in there all over.
Well, you would. I know not to do the peanuts thing. That's your problem.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, the reason we're doing this homeschool hybrid thing, there's homeschool co-ops around, but those co-ops, you have to volunteer to teach a class. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Exactly.
I need something where I can just drop my kids off and be gone.
Goodbye,
you know?
Children. Exactly. That's why I
think still homeschool. It. Like, still be the homeschool.
You got to be able to say homeschool and people go, oh, dedication, classical literature. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, so how about homework? How do you handle homework? Great Oak Circle asked that.
So my kids came home this year with like one sheet a night, one like stupid worksheet. Sorry for all the teachers that my kids taught listening. I think you just had to send that home. And so they would just do it. I don't know. I never had to make my
kids
do it.
One worksheet? Just one?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. We have a lot of homework. We just have a
Latin?
Whole lot. We literally are studying Latin. Yes. Latin starts at the school in third grade. I'm not kidding.
You were just in the wrong school district.
No, it's a really good school.
Apparently.
It's hard. Yeah, I know. My kids are now smarter than me. But so homework, we do right after school with mm-hmm. a snack because they're like, you know, starving. Happier with a snack. And also they never, you know, you give them a rest, like 15 minutes. They never come back and go, oh, mom, we're so refreshed from that. We're ready right. to learn. No.
Right.
Just make them, you know, just get it over with.
Yeah.
So that's how we do homework.
I don't know. My son, we always just come home and just do it right away without being asked.
Are you kidding me?
He's a firstborn. He's a rule follower.
My firstborn is like a middle child at heart.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know what to tell you. He would wake up in the morning and like almost every day, like freak out. Did I do my homework? And like, I would forget to even ask the kid. And he like always had it done in his folder.
That is so nice. I want to hear less about that boy. He makes me feel sad.
Okay, so. Question from, go ahead.
Please, no, go.
From Beth Goad. Picking up clothes for back to school, how much do you let your kids choose? How do you get into a routine? Do you practice getting up early? That's a good question. She's totally new to this with her preschoolers going to school.
Okay.
Do you practice getting up early before school starts or do you just cold turkey it?
We basically keep them at the same bedtime all year round because I need them to go to bed at the same time for me. And we only go to school 2 days a week, so, and we almost miss it every time. So I can't, speak to that. But what was the first one?
Picking out clothes. Do you let them pick them out?
We have uniforms, so no.
That's easy.
Yeah.
I don't think we do. I know very little about our school situation this fall.
Clearly. Well, okay, so every time we go shopping, though, so we have to reach a consensus.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime we buy clothes.
So I just went on a girls' trip with my daughter this past weekend, and our first stop was shopping because we didn't pack any clothes. So we had to like stop and get clothes for the weekend.
Was it a plan to not bring clothes so you had to buy clothes?
It was a plan and just like laziness, but mostly a plan. Mostly okay. The plan. This is my first time really shopping with her for clothes. She's only 6. So we haven't like done, I've done most of the shopping by myself. So what we worked well for us, because of course I was thinking, oh, we'll go to Target and she'll pick out these cute little like bohemian things that they have with the cat and Jack and everything. She goes straight for PJ Masks in the boys section. So what I figured out was, okay, you can pick out one piece of the outfit and then I pick out the second piece. So then she picked out this PJ Mask shirt and I picked out these really hot orange frilly tassel shorts that match. They didn't match, but
so
that worked out really well. And then she picked out this like superhero skirt and I picked out leggings and the top to like balance it out.
That is such a good idea. I like it.
That worked out well.
Yeah, because
we would never come to a consensus. I just know that.
No, and the things I'm like, this is such a cute dress. And my daughter's like, I don't like pink. I don't like dresses. And I'm like, oh, this is so sad. How to become friends with your kids' friends' parents so that you can trust them to do stuff together? This is Danielle Riojas's question.
I mean, this has been something I've been wanting to discuss here for a while. So I'm glad that this has been brought up. Play dates. Where you have to go to the play dates. I do not enjoy those very much. I don't want a play date with the mom while my kids are having play dates, but how else do you really get to know the family except if you do that?
You do. You have to.
Yeah. But I don't. Is that just how it goes?
Oh, yeah. It's just awkward and difficult. Yeah.
Hold on a second. My cat is getting attacked.
Oh, my gosh. Cat attack. You saw it here first, folks. Ask me your questions. It's never too late. So really, though, for, like, what's happening? Because this is awkward, just me sitting here recording this. Okay, she's coming back.
Those alley cats are just so mean to her.
Oh, my gosh. That poor cat. Look at that
little face. What happened, Tiger?
Fantastically awkward. Thank you, Worker Bee Wood. I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm just sitting here. I'm fantastically off. I'm uncomfortable for you. Yes, thank you. Okay, so Cato BS, I don't know how to say it. They let their kids skip school on their birthday.
Well, that's fun.
That is fun.
Did I tell you we got a truancy letter this year?
No, I love that. Tell me more.
Yep, it threatened putting us in jail.
Were they truant?
They missed too much school.
Why did they miss too much school?
Because we're traveling. Oh, I'm showing them the world.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like that's a good excuse, but apparently those are unexcused absences. Honestly, that was one reason we decided to homeschool, is we wanted the flexibility and not be thrown in jail. And
valid.
And this hybrid program, hybrid program gives them like a week off every 5 or 6 weeks. So there's quite a lot of like long breaks in there that we can go do longer trips if we want. But then we have Thursday through Sunday to do like long weekend things if we want.
So good.
We bought a camper. Did you see the camper?
No, I didn't. How fun.
Yeah, we bought a 1956 vintage trailer.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so excited.
So you're going to come to Texas?
Yeah, we will. We want to take it far away. So I'll park it in your courtyard.
Park it in the courtyard. That's really not a way to get a camper in the courtyard, but feel free to try. Okay, so Croragon, I don't know how to say this name, but she said, how do you get over the sadness of sending your kids to school for the first time?
Oh my gosh, I remember that day. I was a mess. Uncontrollable mess.
Was this your first kid going?
Oh yeah, the second one I didn't cry.
Yeah.
The first one's so hard. Did you cry?
Nope. I never have been like that. I just feel like it's a good thing. And I knew they were going to have a good time. So I think her concern is, and some of the people voiced concerns, that their kids weren't going to like it, but they're going to like it. They're going to be so excited. It's so fun school. And maybe it's because I love school that I don't feel sad about them going.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My kid cried every day that I dropped him off till Thanksgiving.
Wow. Okay. So how do you handle that? Because I do have friends whose kids do that. So what did you do?
I also cried every day until Thanksgiving.
Okay. So there's some solidarity there.
Yeah, I would like cry in front of the teacher as I dropped him off. I'm just like, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I still cried, but it makes me cry because I felt like a terrible mom. I was like, maybe it's too early. We started him early.
Okay.
In preschool. He was like 3, almost 4, but 3. He was a baby. We started him.
So and would, then, you go, would you not do that again if you had it to do over?
I mean, I think he enjoyed it eventually after Thanksgiving. Okay. We did do 2 years of preschool, though, just to catch it. Like, he was so young. We didn't want him to be the youngest in the class. So I don't think I would have done that again.
Okay, so just wait till Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. What was her question?
She just feels sad about sending our kids to school.
Yes. I was supposed to work the day that I dropped him off. Don't plan to work the day that you drop him off.
That's a good idea.
For the first time, because I could not go in, and thankfully I'm the boss, so I didn't go in, and I just went to Starbucks. Got a drink. So plan like something fun for you that day, maybe.
Oh, girl. Yes.
Look forward to.
First day of school, I plan all kinds of fun stuff for myself. But it's not because I'm sad. It's because I'm free.
Yeah.
I love my kids, just for the record. So what other questions do you have? That's everything I've got.
Never ending pile of paperwork. 4 kids in school. It's a constant flow. Every time I clear it off, we get more. Some has to wait, so it all can't go back or in the trash immediately. We've tried the basket. We've tried the fridge. We've tried a folder. It never works.
I don't like those projects that get sent home and, like, they have to come back in 2 weeks. Well, then you've got to try to keep up with it.
Never experienced that.
Okay. I would just say a basket or a folder and keep it up really high or somewhere that they can't get to it.
Yeah.
That's hard.
I followed it up with a question, but I didn't get a chance to look to see. Like, I wondered what never works. Like, do they keep losing the papers that were in the basket, or do they forget to send it home, like, back at the right time? Because the only paperwork that we get are, like, calendars and, like, the lunch schedules and picture forms. So, like, I put those up on our magnetic door.
Oh, magnetic door. That's fun. No, but I think for me, like a three-ring binder that has pockets, because some things don't have holes, and just each kid has a binder. It goes up really high. That way you get it in there and it's out of the way in a place that you know where it is. Okay, so the Olive Tree blog said their school banned birthday treats. They only allow healthy treats now.
Oh my goodness.
That's no fun.
What is going wrong with schools?
Oh, nothing homemade is allowed. Yeah, that's a thing that...
Because of the peanut problem?
Well, I don't know. Or just, is the house clean? I mean, I don't know. Is it a...
Did you sneeze in it?
Poisoned?
Did you pee in it?
Ew.
Always.
So gross. Yeah, I know. And then, like, gluten-free, someone asked earlier, it's tricky when you got the gluten-free kid who can't eat the cupcakes. But, I mean, I guess at some schools, it's not going to be a problem because everybody can eat apples, which I think is good for the kids who are gluten-free, but it's also really fun to get, like, a cookie cake on your birthday.
Oh, strawberries. Candles in the apple.
Candles in the apple. Oh, that's neat. Yeah. You cannot get excited enough to make them believe that that's actually a cool thing. Campfield House said they did strawberries and whipped cream. That's good.
Yeah, that seems safe.
Dairy-free kids.
Gosh.
I know, it's tricky.
Well, Zucker Hall is very excited that she finally gets to see your closet.
My closet? Oh, yeah, here it is.
Someone asked for healthy breakfast ideas. I am out of this question. I don't know.
Well, we just do, like, toast and, like, an apple, to be honest. There's not a lot of time.
Things that they can eat in the car. I think that's what I need to figure out. Yeah. So happy back to school.
Happiest of back to schools. Oh, smoothies. That's a really good idea.
It's messy.
Samantha Ely says, oh, messy for the car.
Yeah. Well, and like for your kitchen.
Okay. So you're vetoing the smoothies for your house.
For my family. For my family.
No, we do a lot of smoothies, but not really for breakfast. I'm not thinking that well yet. Egg burritos. Make ahead. Stick in the microwave. Campfield House, how do you make those not be like, the tortillas always get soggy. At least mine do.
Kate Howell saying cereal in a Ziploc with milk? No. Just dry cereal. I'm guessing dry.
When we lived in China, they would eat soy milk out of a bag with a straw. So if we just teach our kids the skills they need, they could eat cereal in it out of a bag.
If they can learn Latin, they can surely learn to eat cereal out of a bag.
Certainly. Okay, so Harper Peep says, my kids eat after school all the way till dinner, and then they aren't hungry for dinner. How do you guys cut it off after school?
Oh, that is a big deal.
Literally, I ban food. You get a snack when you get home, and then you're done. So I cut it off, unless they want fruits and vegetables. Those are always up for grabs, because nobody wants them. But they do then eat a lot more fruits and vegetables. So that's how I do it. They still go on a hunger strike every night at dinner. My son won't eat dinner.
So then they're starving right before bed.
So, sorry, Charlie, we'll give you a big breakfast in the morning. That's how I answer that. Granola bars, no cooking, no cleaning. They can get it themselves. Olive Tree blog. I love it.
I like that. I just got to force my kids to try them. I don't know why they don't like the looks of them.
There's so many different kinds. What about the kinds that are like dipped in chocolate or yogurt or whatever?
That's what I bought. I bought a chocolate chip granola bar and a strawberry breakfast bar with yogurt drizzled on top. Looks like icing.
Okay. I have tried cutting them into little pieces and putting them on a fun plate. All of a sudden, they're like, oh my gosh, these are little cookies. Delights or whatever.
So smart. Yeah. So smart. I'm going to try that tomorrow.
Oh, cookie bars. Andrew Stockton calls them cookie bars. So just start calling them cookie bars.
Cookie bars. Do you guys want a cookie bar?
They are going to want one.
Brownie bites.
Anything else? I feel like we've solved all these problems.
Yeah, this has been our best one yet.
So has
problems been. Are all solved. No complaining about school.
We've got this in the bag, you guys. We can do this. I am so excited. This summer has been fantastic. It's been the best one that we've ever had. Because honestly, that conflict resolution thing that Jim and Lynn Jackson.
I loved that episode. Yeah.
That changed everything for me. So the whole summer was like really good, but I'm still ready for it to go back. It's hard to work from home. It's hard to get this podcast done and all that with kids around. And like right now, I gave him a piece of toast and put him in front of the TV and said, have a really nice morning. I'm going on an interview, which they're fine with, but it's not the best parenting.
I think it's good.
All right. Great.
I don't ever know how to end these, do you?
No, don't have a good ending.
Do you have a quote about school? The only song I can think of is school's out for summer, but it's not back in forever.
Yeah, school's back in for fall. It doesn't have the greatest ring to it. Well, we've got no ending. Well, you have a good rest of your day. I got to go to work.
Can you call it work? You're not getting paid for it.
I call it work because I'm working for the Lord, Rebecca. Bye. No matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift.